This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue a series called The Foundation of a Life Well Lived. In these teachings, Rick shows us that God has given each one of us something special, whether it's talent, education, opportunities, ideas, or creativity. And he wants us to use what he's given us for his glory and for our benefit. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource that will help strengthen your prayer life. It's the redesigned Daily Hope Prayer Journal with all new art and graphics for 2020. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called God's Five Purposes for Your Life.
There are three parts to laying a solid foundation for your life. First, you have to know who God made you to be. That's your identity. And if you're confused about your identity, you're going to waste your life. Because what matters is not what other people say about you, but what matters is what God says about you. And because he always knows and tells the truth, you want to listen to what he has to say about you. And we've already looked at that. Now, the second part of the foundation is you got to know what God wants you to do. That's your purpose. First, you need to know your identity, and then you need to know your purpose. What on earth am I here for? You've got to know who you are, and you've got to know what you were created to do. Then, the third part of a life well lived is you've got to know when to do it. And that's the right timing. Who you are, what you're supposed to do with your life, and when you're supposed to do it. Now, when all three of these line up in your life, your identity and your purpose and your timing, you have the ingredients for a successful life. Now, today, I want you to see God's five purposes for the rest of your life. But to set this up, I first want to ask you a question. Who would you guess was the greatest king in the Bible? I don't know if you've been reading the Bible for a long time or just a little time, but you might guess King David, because he's certainly the most famous king. He wrote Psalm 23 and so many other great psalms. You might guess Solomon, who was the wisest king. The Bible tells us he was the wisest and wealthiest king. You might guess Saul, who was the first king of Israel. But God says the greatest king of all in the Bible was a little-known king named Hezekiah. And the Bible tells us all about him in 2 Kings chapter 18. Let me read this to you. Chapter 18 of 2 Kings, verses 2 to 7. Hezekiah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned Jerusalem 29 years. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. Hezekiah trusted the Lord. And there was never another king like him in the land of Judah, either before him or after his time. He remained faithful to the Lord in everything, and he carefully obeyed all the commands of the Lord that he had been given by Moses. So the Lord was with him, and Hezekiah, watch this, was successful in everything he did. Can you imagine that? How would you like to have God say that about you, that you were successful in everything you do? I'm certainly not that successful. You're not that successful. But the Bible tells us that this guy was. What made Hezekiah special? God says Hezekiah was successful in everything that he did, that he was the greatest king in Israel. There was nobody before him or after him who even came close. Why? Because he always did what God wanted him to do. He knew who he was, he knew his purpose, and he knew the right timing. Now, if you'd like to be successful in everything you do, I highly suggest that you study this man's life, Hezekiah. Now, Hezekiah lived an amazing life, but eventually, of course, Hezekiah grew older, and he starts having health problems. In fact, Hezekiah came down with a terminal illness. And in Isaiah chapter 38, it tells us the rest of the story. And that's what I want us to focus on first today. God comes to Hezekiah and says, Hezekiah, you're going to die. Your time's up. I'm pulling your number. I'm pulling the plug. I want you to come home to heaven. But interestingly enough, Hezekiah wasn't ready to die. So he gives God a 32-word argument on why God should let him live and serve God longer on earth. Now, that part of the story, as I said, is recorded in Isaiah. In Isaiah 38, verses 1 to 5, it says this. Later, this is much toward the end of his life, Hezekiah got sick, and he was about to die. And the prophet Isaiah comes and says, Hezekiah, prepare your affairs and your family. This is it. You're going to die. You're not going to get well from this illness. And the Bible says Hezekiah turned away from Isaiah, and facing the wall, he prayed to God. And here's what he prays. God, please, I beg you, remember how I've lived my life. Remember that I've lived faithfully in your presence, that I've lived out of a heart that was totally yours. You've seen how I've lived and the good that I have done. And it says, then God said, you know, Hezekiah, I've heard your prayer and I've seen your tears. And here's what I'll do. I'll add 15 years to your life. That is one of the most amazing stories in the Bible to me. Can you imagine you doing this with God? That you're near death, God's told you you're going to die, you're going to go to heaven, and you ask God to extend your life and ministry because you've done everything he asked you to do? God, I'd like to live on earth longer, and here's my reason. I've served you faithfully. Now, first, God, he says, I want you to look at my life, and God, I want you to notice that I faithfully obeyed you and I did everything that you told me to do. And second, I want you to look at all the good that I've done for other people and look at the impact my life has had for your glory and for the good of others. Well, that's what Hezekiah does, and evidently God agreed with him. He agreed with Hezekiah's assessment of his own life because he says to Hezekiah, when Hezekiah says, Lord, I'd like to serve you on earth just a little while longer, and I'll make it count. God says, you know, Hezekiah, I believe you. I know you will. So I'm going to extend your life for 15 more years. Not just the donation of his life, but the duration of his life is going to be increased. Now, friends, this is one of the most hopeful stories in the Bible. And it makes me want to ask you, as well as to ask myself, three very personal questions. Here's the first question. If God asked you to give him reasons why he should let you live 15 years longer from today, what would you say? What would be your argument? God, you should let me live 15 years longer. Second question. If God reviewed the last 15 years of your life, and he looked to see how well you had served him and how you had served his purposes and how you'd been a good steward of what he gave you. And that was the basis of God deciding on whether he was going to give you 15 more years. Would God have a reason to extend your life? Or would he say, no, I don't think you're serious about using your life to serve others. I don't think you're serious about fulfilling the purpose that I made you for, so I don't think I'm going to give you any more time. Now, here's the third question. Regardless of the time you have left in your life, and you don't know how much that is, neither do I, are you serious about using the rest of your time on earth and your energy and your resources to serve the God who created you and loves you and saves you and helps you?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
Pastor Rick has developed a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Writing down your prayer requests and noting how God has answered you is a spiritual habit that will deepen your prayer life. Your faith will be strengthened as you go back and review your prayers and reflect on how God has been working in your life. To keep it interesting for you, Daily Hope comes out with a new prayer journal every year that has a fresh look and feel. This year, the Daily Hope Prayer Journal is themed after Psalm 19:1, where the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands." It has a soft, deep blue vegan leather cover and is packed full of scriptures and beautiful artwork that will help inspire you to journal and track your prayers. Pastor Rick asked us to send you a copy of this great resource as his way of saying thanks for your financial support of the Daily Hope Ministry. Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Are you serious about using the rest of your time on earth and your energy and your resources to serve the God who created you and loves you and saves you and helps you? Let me repeat that question, because it's going to determine not just the donation of your life, what you give back, the contribution you make with your life, but it also may determine the duration of your life, how many more years God gives you. Are you willing to use the rest of your time on earth and your energy and your resources to serve God and His purposes for your life? If your answer is no, then why should God give you another day to waste? On the other hand, if your answer is yes, then you need to listen very closely to the rest of this message so you can be certain to learn God's 5 purposes for your life. Now, God chose to give Hezekiah 15 more years of life because he had made the most of the previous years. He had not wasted his life. He was a good steward of all that God had given him. And that's what God is looking for in your life. Let me show you a couple of related Bible verses. These are from the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 17, it's very important. Listen to what it says. Be careful how you live. Live wisely, not foolishly. Make the most of your time and take every opportunity to do good, because evil is everywhere. Don't live carelessly without thinking. Instead, make sure you understand what the Lord wants you to do with your life. You know, I want to ask myself and ask you this question. Are you doing these 5 things right now? Are you being careful with your life? Are you living wisely? Are you making the most of your time? Are you taking every opportunity to do good? Are you making sure that you know what God wants you to do with your life? Those are important things. All 5 of those things are important. Then in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21, it says this: if you keep your life clean from sin, you will be an instrument that God can use for His highest purposes. I want that with my life, and I want that with your life, that you can be an instrument that God uses for His highest purposes. How do you do that? By keeping your life clean. Now today, the 5 purposes that God has for the rest of your life are what we want to look at. And you know what? It's no secret. God isn't playing games. He's very, very clear in the Bible about what these 5 things He wants you to do are. He tells us over and over again these 5 things in different ways in different passages. So let's get right into it. Number 1, write this down. The first purpose of your life: God wants me to center my life around Him. God wants me to center my life around Him. He didn't put us on earth to live self-centered lives. Instead, He wants us to live God-centered lives, to learn how to love Him and how to enjoy Him and to enjoy His love to us. He wants us to have a friendship with Him. God made you to love you, and He wants you to build your life with Him at the core, at the center. God wants to be the nucleus of your life, not a piece of the pie, not a section, not a selection, not a periphery, not a part of your life. He wants to be the center. He doesn't want to be on the edge of your life, not in a segment of your life, but at the very, very core, the center. God wants to be the hub of your heart. He wants to be the axis of your existence. He wants to be the focal point and the focus of your attention. If I were to summarize it, I'd say it this way. God wants to have a love affair with you. Because when you have somebody at the focal point and focus of your attention, you're in love with them. And God wants a love affair with you. One day, Jesus is walking down the street, and a man comes up and says, "What's the most important command in the entire Bible?" And Jesus says, "I can summarize it. Matthew 22, verse 37 and 38. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment." Circle first and greatest. This is the first purpose of your life, to let God love you and to learn to love him back, to know Christ, to make him the center of your life. The most important thing you can do is to know God, and the most important thing you can experience in life is to experience his love, to let God love you and learn to love you back. Why? Because God made you to have a relationship with him. He didn't make you to not have a relationship. Now, this first purpose, you might write this down, is called worship. A lot of people think worship means singing. No. Singing is one way to worship, but there are hundreds of ways to worship. Worship is simply enjoying God's love and loving him back. Worship is enjoying God's love and loving him back. It's having a friendship, a relationship with God. Anytime you focus on God, you're worshiping. Anytime you get your eyes off your problems and onto Jesus, you're worshiping. Anytime you talk to him or you listen to him, you're worshiping. Worship is centering my life on God. Now, here's the truth. You're going to center your life around something. You may center it around your career. You may center it around your family. You may center around making money or being famous or your hobby or whatever. Anything besides God at the center of your life, you know what that's called? An idol. And the Bible says you will have no idols, no gods before me, and don't make any idols. How do you know, by the way, when something else has taken the center of your life instead of God? How do you know when something's taken the place of God at the nucleus, at the heart of your life? Real simple. You start worrying. Worry is the warning light that something besides God is at the center of your life. You start stressing out. You get fearful. In contrast to that, how can you tell when God is the center of your life, when your life is centered on him? You're at peace. You stop worrying. Look at this verse. The Bible says in Philippians 4:7, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Isn't that a beautiful paraphrase of Philippians? Worship is the antidote to worry. It's your choice. So the first and most important question in your life is this: what's going to be the center of my life for the rest of my life? This is the most important issue that you decide. It is the issue of worship. Now, let me give you a little hint. Nothing else is strong enough to hold you together. Anything else you put at the center of your life, whether it's a sport or a hobby or a career or money or fun or family or any other activity, it's not strong enough to hold you together when the heat's on and the earthquakes happen in your life. You have to have God at the center, and that's what worship is all about. And God says, if you're going to live here on earth, that's what I want you to do. First, make me number one. Put me at the focus, at the nucleus. Here's the second purpose. God wants me to learn to love his family. Did you know that? God, the whole issue of life is learning how to love God and learn how to love other people. He puts you here on earth to learn how to love. Love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Now, why is he so interested in love? Because God is love. In fact, God is love, and he created you as an object of his love. God wanted a family. That family is called the church. It's the only thing that's going to last forever. And God wants me to find a local church and join it and get connected so I can learn what I call the 56 one another's in the Bible. 56 times in the Bible, the phrase one another is used. And it says, love one another, care for one another, help one another, pray for one another, serve one another, greet one another, comfort one another. There are 56 of these in the Bible. Where are you going to do that if you're not a part of some local church? See, God uses the church as a laboratory for learning how to really love. And God says, you know, if you love me, but you don't know how to love my family, you're just kidding yourself. He says, you can't say you love God and not love other people. Church is the lab for learning to love. Now, in heaven, you know what you're going to do in heaven? Well, one of the things you're going to do in heaven is you're going to love the rest of God's family. Right now, here on earth, he wants you to practice before you get there. He wants you to practice learning how. Now, it's easy to love people who are lovely, like you, but he wants to teach you how to learn unlovely people. It's like that little poem, to dwell above with those we love. Well, that will be a glory. But to dwell below with those we know, that's another story. See, God doesn't leave you on earth to live in an isolated, insulated life. Yes, he wants you to love him, but he also wants you to learn to love his family.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time together. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com. Pastor Rick has a powerful way to re-energize your prayer life. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you ever feel like your prayers get stuck in a rut? Would you like to know what God told me to do when my prayer life got stuck in a rut? It was a time when I just felt like I was praying the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if God was even answering my prayers or even listening. Maybe you felt that way sometimes, or maybe you feel that way right now. So what did God tell me to do? Well, here's what he told me. It was such a powerful way to re-energize my prayer life, and it was so simple that I want to pass it on to you. God told me to do this. He said, Rick, start writing down what you're saying to me, and then I want you to write down what I say to you. Write down what you say to me, and then write down what I say to you. You see, it's really not that complicated. God just said I should start by writing down what I'm feeling, and then I should write down what he tells me after I've read his word. It's really just a form of journaling. And spiritual journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayer stay fresh and effective. If you've never tried it, I'm begging you, try this for a week or two and see if it doesn't reinvigorate your prayer life. Journaling has many, many benefits to your spiritual life. It'll help you stay consistent in your prayers. It'll give you a permanent reminder of how God answers your prayers because you've written them down. It shows how God is working in your life. You can go back and review it. It'll even help you worship God more and more as you speak to him. God speaks to people who care enough to write it down. So write down what God tells you, but you've got to have a place to do that. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to help you take this simple step of learning this new spiritual habit in your prayers, of writing down your prayers and writing down your prayer requests. So what I did is I had my Daily Hope team create a brand new spiritual prayer journal. It's got a real simple to follow format that'll help you put into practice God's wisdom that is found in Philippians 4:6. That says this: don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Those four things are part of the format of our prayer journal for this year. It's really cool. You're going to love this tool.
This year, the Daily Hope Prayer Journal is themed after Psalm 19:1, where the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands." It has a soft, deep blue vegan leather cover, and it's packed full of scriptures and beautiful artwork that will help you enjoy writing down your prayers. Pastor Rick has asked us to send you a copy of this great resource as his way of saying thanks for your financial support. Go to PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.